Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, Manhattan Beach 360, on November 20th, 2015. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a beautiful place to do just that. I'm your host, Joe Terry.
The South Bay Show is brought to you by the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce. The Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce has been serving the city of Manhattan Beach for over 60 years, and they are dedicated to promoting a strong local economy by supporting the community, providing valuable business connections, and representing business with government. The Chamber staff is focused on providing its membership with the tools and resources to help businesses grow and thrive within the community. Their goal is to continually support the individual efforts of business as they work to support the growth of the local economy. For more information on how the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce is working with member businesses and the City of Manhattan Beach to support that growth, visit the website at manhattanbeachchamber.com or call 310-545-5313.
You can read all about our many adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/The South Bay Show. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose. That's what we talk about here on The South Bay Show. And, of course, I'm not alone because of our great partnership with SouthBayByJackie.com and producer of The South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Hey, Jackie, how are you doing today?
I am doing well this morning, Joe. How are you?
Oh, I'm just tingly. I'm kind of tingly. Yes.
I'm not going to ask where you're tingling. Okay.
Well, mostly in my Black Hawk seat. Of course, being from Chicago, I'm kind of a long distance fan of all the major Chicago sports teams And you're going to make an announcement, aren't you?
I am. Greg Gilman and Rob Friedman of RE/MAX Estate Properties in Manhattan Beach are partnering with South Bay by Jackie to give away a pair of tickets to the LA Kings game against the Chicago Blackhawks on Saturday, November 28th. That's next Saturday. The Friedman-Gilman Group is the official South Bay Realtors of the Los Angeles Kings, and they're always excited to support the South Bay community and our Los Angeles Kings. Now, these tickets are valued at $235 each, and the seats are incredible. Row 13, Section 108. All right?
It's perfect.
All right, so here's how it's going to work. I'm going to put the post on my Facebook page this morning.
Right.
You tell us who your favorite charity is and why. All right, the why is very important. You got to give details. You got to reply directly to my post. Right. Don't start doing random posts on their Facebook page or my personal Facebook page or anybody else's. It has to be a reply to that post.
Yes.
Greg and Rob will choose the winning entry on Monday, November 23rd, and the winner will be announced on the South Bay by Jackie Facebook page. All right?
Right.
So at some point during the show, that post is going to go up.
Right.
All right. So one fun fact about these guys, Rob and Greg will make a donation to the charity of your choice if you interview them when thinking about selling your house. All right. That's whether you use them or not. Okay.
Right.
All right. So at some point in the next hour, that post is going to go up on my Facebook page and you can win two tickets, great seats to the LA Kings game against the Chicago Blackhawks next Saturday, November 28th.
Right. Wow.
All right.
Fantastic.
Okay. That's my big announcement for this morning.
And along with giveaways like that, there's also something that, you know, one of the signature events during the holidays is when the neighborhood gets to meet Santa.
Oh, boy, yeah.
And that's really, it's so special. I mean, of course, they do that here in Redondo. They do it in Manhattan. We did it in Hermosa as well. I'm not sure if Hermosa is doing that this year, but it was very, very special. And
almost all the South Bay cities do it. You know,
right.
They do it in Torrance. The sheriffs do it in Lomita, Gardena area. Yeah, it's great. it's great. Santa comes to you.
Right. Santa comes to you.
You don't have to go to a department store and get in line.
What a great tradition. And Jackie, who are the elves we have today with us?
Our elves this morning. Yes, our guests this morning are Steve Carvel and Deanne Flores Chase, two local attorneys currently on the committee for this year's Manhattan Beach Santa Float. Steve Carvel is a Manhattan Beach-based estate planning attorney that has worked in the community for over 10 years handling estate planning needs. As a member of the Manhattan Beach Kiwanis Club, this year he has assumed responsibility for the Manhattan Beach Santa Float, which has been a tradition in the community since 1959. Deanne Flores Chase is the founder of Chase Law Group that does business locally as South Bay Business Lawyers. The boutique law firm is dedicated to providing responsive, one-on-one client services to entrepreneurs, business owners, and professionals in the South Bay and throughout the state of California. Now, as you mentioned, the Santa Float will be on – well, you didn't mention this. I'm mentioning this. Mm-hmm. The Santa Float will be on display at various holiday events or touring the streets of Manhattan Beach on its assigned routes from November 30th through December 17th. All right? Now, I have all this information listed on my website if anybody, you know, wants the details, the route details. So, Steve, Deanne, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, isn't it? Welcome to the program. We're so glad you could join us this morning.
Thank you. Thank you for having us, Jackie. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Jackie. Yeah, we're really excited about this project.
I bet.
And, Jackie, I want to say a special thank you. You were the first media personality to respond to our press release. I sent it out after preparing it and waited and waited and waited, and no one responded. I think I sent it on a Friday night. Mm-hmm. And you responded, and I thought, well, great, it's gone out. At least I know someone got my email.
Yes, that's right. That's right. But you know something? Fridays are tough in the PR world. You know, you say you're sending out press releases on Friday, you're generally not going to get a response until Monday morning. But I worked all weekend, so yeah, yours got in there.
Jackie's very diligent about that, and we're so thrilled to have you both because this is really a big deal. I mean, it's part of the tradition that families look forward to. It's part of the tradition that new families are introduced to by their neighbors, and it really brings the community together. And we wanted to talk a little bit about the history, of course. Deanne, can you tell us a little about how long the Kiwanis has been supporting and sponsoring Santa coming to Manhattan Beach?
Well, it looks like some research that I did preliminarily just on how long the float has been, you know, a tradition in Manhattan Beach. It looks like it was started by the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce back in, you know, 55 or 59, around that time frame. Right. And then our Manhattan Beach Kiwanis Club was chartered in 1956.
Mm-hmm.
So our club has been involved in our community, you know, for that long, and has been involved in the Santa Float virtually from its inception. But traditionally, over the past, you know, 30 years or so, give or take, our members have been responsible for working with, in the past, Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce, and then in the last couple of years, the Santa Float organization was taken over by the Manhattan Beach Misroptimus Club, and they did a wonderful job with the float as well. But over all of that time period, our Manhattan Beach Kiwanis Club members have every year, you know, gone to the police yard, pulled out the float, you know, changed the light bulbs, helped with the, you know, just sprucing it up every year for the kids. And has been involved from a maintenance perspective. And, of course, every year we staff the float with our Santa Claus and our elves. And so our club's been involved for that long. And, you know, and this is just such a wonderful tradition. My family, we've lived here in Manhattan and Hermosa for the past, you know, 20 or so years.
Right.
My daughter is, my oldest is 13, my youngest is 11, and just from the start, this is a wonderful tradition of, you know, the Santa Float drives up and down the streets of Manhattan Beach and would show up at our house, and, you know, and the kids are in their pajamas, you know, waiting to see Santa Claus and bringing their Christmas list, which is always a fun tradition, is, you know, the kids prepare their list, and like Jackie says, you don't have to run out to a mall. Santa comes to you, the kids have their list ready. My kids every year know that they have their list and they get to hand it to Santa Claus on the float. And it's funny because, usually every year you see that the route is published in a local publication and it says, you know, what day the Santa float will be coming up and down your streets. But there have been times when, you know, as a parent, my kids are in the pajamas with their holding their Santa list going, when is Santa coming? When is Santa coming? And our Manhattan Beach Kiwanis Club with our current president, Mike Block, and Steve Carvel have solved that problem, Steve.
Steve.
We're jumping right into the good part, huh? I guess we're going to steal your radio show here, guys. I'm just going to take off and start running.
We're lawyers. We have a chance. We take control. We're type A personality.
Yeah. If someone's going to let us talk, we're going to talk. So the first thing I want to do is I want to let you guys know that nothing happens without a lot of people on the ground, and there's an entire army that's behind the Santa float. And you would never really know it, and I never really knew it until I got involved. But the Santa float and the operation of the Santa float is kind of an organic thing. It's taken on a life of its own. Everyone knows what their roles are and what their jobs are, and they just start doing it sometime around the middle of October. So if it's okay with you guys, I would like to just thank everyone. As we talk about it, I'll say their names, and I'll kind of give a shout-out to them unless that's something I'm not supposed to do.
Absolutely. You can even mention their spouses' names.
Oh, okay. All right. Fantastic. First of all, I'm going to say I'm going to miss somebody, and I apologize if I miss you. You are very important. I've made a long list. I've tried to I've checked it twice to make sure that we've got everyone on the list. Probably the first organization that I want to thank is the Sir Optimus Club of Manhattan Beach. Michelle Nimmo over there ran the float for many, many years. We were fortunate to be given the honor of taking over this year. So this is our first year in managing the staffing during the routes. So as everyone knows, Santa, the float's going to go out every weeknight from November the 30th to December the 17th. If you're curious about what your route is or what night you are, you can go to www.manhattanbeachsantafloat.com and you can see the routes. And there's a special feature on the website that I'm going to talk about in just a few minutes. Mm-hmm. But I want to get back to thanking everybody. Like I said, there's a huge effort behind the Santa float. First, I want to thank Connecta Federal Credit Union. Connecta has had a long history with the float. They provide a huge amount of manpower and resources. And unlike some other organizations at Connecta, they pay their employees, I believe, to be a part of this. So they take on a huge financial responsibility. So I want to thank Shannon Doyron over there, and also Emma Tomlinson, who is the facilities director, who helps us coordinate staffing and all of our mechanical needs. Mm-hmm. The next people that I want to thank, really, they have a huge input on the Santa float, and there are many people at the City of Manhattan Beach that are heavily involved. Stephanie Martin at the City of Manhattan Beach probably is the most involved. She is the one who has been the mentor for me, understanding all the hoops that we need to jump through, all the things that we need to get done in getting the Santa float on the road. She approved all of our routes this year. She has helped coordinate with the volunteer police department. Any little question that I've had about how to do this or that or what's required, she's been right on the spot and really coached me through it. So I want to give a big shout out to her and a thank you to her. The next person I want to thank is Paul Curry. Paul is with the Manhattan Beach Community Emergency Response Team. Paul coordinates Santa's police escort. So everyone knows Santa can't go anywhere in Manhattan Beach without a police escort. It's a mandatory. We have a lead car and a chase car, and sometimes we have even more in our entourage as we travel through the community, keeping everyone safe and making sure that everyone knows where we are.
Right.
There's a really, really nice lady named Patty Newman who helps us with our map graphics. I want to give Patty a shout out. She's been very fantastic in working with us and getting all of the iterations of the various maps out. And then some guys that I really want to thank, and they are the unsung behind-the-scenes heroes of the Santa float. And those are the guys over at the Manhattan Beach City Yard, including Guy Machetter, Keith Darling, the director over there. Those are the guys who, I guess, sometime around October, pull the float out of hibernation, and they really get it looking shipshape. This year, it's polished up. All of the lights are working. The paint looks good. Uh, the the reindeer look in tip-top shape. Those guys really, they take pride in the appearance of the Santa float. And that's one of the amazing things about the Santa float is it's everyone who gets involved, it evokes this childlike quality in everyone. We all go back to those days where, you know, we were waiting on Santa Claus, when's he going to get here, and the build-up to Christmas. And everyone who's involved with the float, even though they're all busy working professionals, they all have that same attitude. They love and respect what I call the office of Santa Claus. And so everyone is very dedicated to it. There's a huge armada behind the Santa float here in Manhattan Beach. There are, you know, 15 other organizations that staff the Santa float every night that it goes out. They provide the elves that help people on and off the float. They provide the jolliness and they hand out the candy canes. And all of those folks, you can see them on our website if you look under the routes section.
Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. I mean, that's really, I love at the bottom of the homepage, the Manhattan Beach Santa Float and this site are serviced by volunteers, so response time may vary. I love that because really it's not something that's on the clock. It's about people doing many hands make light work, don't they? And it's about lots of people doing a little. So when you think about this now, I mean, it's something that people probably, as you say, everyone just falls in line around October. They kind of know what they're going to do. Where does Santa's float live when Santa's not using it? Of course, Santa's like Jay Leno. He's got, you know, plays all over.
So I have to tell you, both Deanne and I have signed non-disclosure agreements. There are some things about Santa that we cannot disclose. And if we get too close to those sensitive areas, we'll have to just deflect a little bit. I can confirm for you that sometime around October, it shows up in the city yard for Guy and Keith and their staff over there to start polishing it up and getting it ready.
Right. Understood.
You don't want these guys to end up in the pokey, Joe.
No.
Don't be asking them top secret stuff.
No, that's true. That's true. Well, you know, I thought they might slip up, but no, they're good. They're very good. We're fascinated about the details. I mean, that's what people really want to know. They want to know, well, for instance, the route. Has anything changed about the route this year versus last year? Has it been pretty stable, the route, for the last few years?
Well, I can speak at length about that. So a man that I thanked earlier, Paul Curry, has been managing the route for many years, and Paul is a very detail-driven person. Anyone who knows Paul will confirm that. He has records on start times, finish times, weather conditions, every aspect that you could think about on the routes or the routes. He has been logging it meticulously over the years. The routes have changed slightly over the years. There is no change from last year to this year. We believe that we've landed on the optimal route pattern at this point in time. That may be subject to change in the future based on changing conditions. But there's really some interesting things that go on about the routes. And so let me elaborate a little bit. For example, maybe many people don't know, there are very large block parties that happen on the night that Santa is going to be in those neighborhoods. Right. And the communities, the blocks, organize this. And I have been on the float many nights, and I've experienced the block parties and always been just amazed and overwhelmed at the sheer number of people. We're talking hundreds of people at a block party on that particular route that night. And then the next night there'll be hundreds of people at another block party just a couple of blocks over. And the city even requires and issues permits allowing people to have these block parties. So part of what the job and staffing of Santa Float has been to coordinate a little bit with the various sponsors of the block parties, making sure that they know what night we're going to be on their street and they're able to pull the appropriate permits. And if you haven't attended these block parties, I suggest you do. They are wildly extravagant.
That's right.
There are on some block parties hundreds of children and sometimes hundreds of adults waiting to get onto the float and have their picture taken with Santa Claus. So everyone becomes a child. Everyone brings their pets. Sometimes those pets aren't just your traditional dogs and cats. We have seen goats and other things along the route.
And parrots and goats and
goats.
It surprises me. Apparently, yes, there are some people have all of these kinds of animals living in their residences. So the one thing I haven't seen is I haven't seen a miniature pot-bellied pig. So if anyone has their miniature pot-bellied pig, please bring it out. Santa would like to take a photo with that pot-bellied pig. But we think we've landed on the optimum routes. And one thing to let your listeners know, this year we intend to start at 5 p.m. Mm-hmm. So if they take a look at the route map, we intend to start at 5 p.m. on the big triangle on their particular route. So Santa is going to work very hard to get out of the city yard in time to be on the start point at 5 p.m. so that we can have everyone be able to plan their schedule mm-hmm. around Santa visiting their block. But we think we've landed on the correct routes. It remains to be seen. I'm certainly not going to second-guess Paul with his years of data and spreadsheets, mm-hmm. and I don't think anyone else should either.
I love it. Now
Santa's helping us use spreadsheets. I love this.
ManhattanBeachSantaFloat.com, and, of course, if you click on routes at the top, you get to see all the areas of the city laid out in color, and as Steve was alluding to, there's the start triangle, and then the end rectangle, and then there are stationary locations that are starred. This is very well organized.
That's all thanks to Patty Newman, who is our graphics artist, who has helped us for many years. Patty, we thank you very much. I apologize for being a pest. Patty's been great. She's responded to all of my emails almost instantaneously.
Yeah.
See, I was thinking, when Deanna was talking about her kids waiting for Santa, I was wondering if it was something, now I know because you're talking about all these big block parties and everything, so everybody knows, but I was wondering if Deanna, would get the kids' list ready, Santa's going to be coming by our neighborhood someday soon, have everything ready, and then, the night of, you don't say anything, you don't tell them exactly when they're coming, and then you say, is that sleigh bells I hear? Is that Santa coming down our street? And then everybody gets excited and runs out, but everybody knows ahead of time is what you're saying, Stephen.
Well, they do, and the other thing is we have music that the sleigh plays, and so everyone can sort of use echolocation to figure out where Santa is. And go ahead, Ian.
Usually it's accompanied by very loud music. So, excuse me. So my kids in particular, every year we would check the route and see what night Santa's coming to make sure we're. Are we going to have a soccer game? Are we going to have, what are we going to have? Because so, then you have to, arrange to show up on another block at a different time. But then, so I'd let the kids know. It's like, well, Santa's going to be coming down our street on this date, so you better get those lists ready for him. And then the night they'll sit in the house going, when's Santa coming? When's Santa? Is Santa coming? Is Santa coming? And then, like Steve says, as it comes down the block, it's escorted by the volunteers of the Manhattan Beach Police Department.
Right.
Usually it has a truck at the front, and then it just, the music, Christmas music is blaring, which we've had neighbors complain over the years. But, it's like, hey, it's just this time of year. And then usually the helpers on the float, it stops mid-block, and the helpers on the float will jump off and start yelling, Santa's here, Santa's here, and the kids come running out with their lists, and they get in line, and they get up, and they get to sit on Santa's lap, and photographs are taken, and they get their candy cane, and then they give their letters to Santa Claus.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just really, it's a wonderful thing, and it's so funny, too, because as the helpers are riding on the float up and down the streets of Manhattan Beach, and sometimes we have to cross over Sepulveda or what have you, and it's amazing that people in their cars will roll down their windows and go, "Hi, Santa!" And adults are going, "Santa, hi, Santa!" And the kids in the cars are like, "Oh my God! There's Santa Claus, and he's riding down our streets!" And it's just such a wonderful, wonderful tradition.
Absolutely. It really is. And by the way, I would be one of those adults, rolling down the car window screaming at Santa. I'd probably turn around and start following you.
and some
well, that's why Santa has the police escort, Jackie.
Yes, 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 yes.
For the fans, for the paparazzi.
To keep keep the groupies at bay, yes.
Yeah. I want to know how the two of you individually, Deanna and Stephen, how did you come about being on this committee? Is this something, I'm just curious, is there like a list to get on this committee? You have to wait years to get on it? How were you exposed to it that you wanted to be a part of this?
I was a former chair of the board of the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce, and so and in years past, the chamber handled a lot of the staffing of the organization. So I kind of got a hands-on view of what it takes to run this float, because like Steve says, there are a lot of people, a lot of volunteers that are behind the scenes that get this done. And then I'm just finished up my third year as president of the club, and it's a wonderful organization of people. But when this opportunity came about, really it was Steve that jumped up and said, I really want to take the lead, and he's got two little girls, and really Steve has taken the laboring oar on this one.
Mm-hmm. So, Jackie, to kind of elaborate, the club, we saw it as a huge opportunity. The Santa Float is really an icon. It's a tradition in Manhattan Beach. And when the opportunity arose, you know, we really jumped up and clamored for it. We wanted it.
Mm-hmm.
We saw it as an opportunity to provide a central theme around our club and to pull our club closer together, and also to serve the community in a way that was it's fun and exciting. You know, we do a lot of other projects. We do a toy drive every year. We have various fundraisers. We have a scholarship fund that we provide scholarships for educational purposes in the Manhattan Beach area. This was one very visible way that we could give back to the community, and a really fun way. You know, anyone that I tell that I'm involved in the Santa Float, or anyone who notices that I'm involved in the Santa Float, or that we're involved in the Santa Float, you know, they just light up. They smile.
Yeah.
They're happy. They're happy to just even know someone who knows Santa. You know, it's sort of made us little celebrities.
Yeah.
So
that's true. We are celebrities.
And we've worked very hard to sort of take it to a new level. You know, for the first time, there have been bumps along the road over the years, and we've kind of tried to identify those bumps, and we've tried to smooth them out. For example, getting the word out. What are the routes has always been a difficult thing. We have had an ad in the newspaper over the years, and that ad has been picked up by one or two small blogs or local news outlets in the South Bay. But in a lot of cases, people felt like it was hard to find that information. So,
Stephen, across the board, generally, it has been. For all of the cities that are doing this type of thing, as a matter of fact, I have to call the different organizations several times and say, hey, where's your Santa Float schedule? It has been. It has been very difficult. I'm not going to mention different organizations. They're run by different things, but it has been. So I was thrilled to see that you have your own website now, and people will be able to go to that website every year.
Right. And we wrote you a press release. You didn't have to do much other than cut and paste.
I love that. I absolutely love that. Yeah, no. Let me tell you something. These Santa Floats are some of my highest viewed entries every year.
Right.
Well, I notice if you just Google Manhattan Beach Santa Float, that yours is the top result. And in fact, really right now, it's the only result. All of the other results are from years past and other organizations. I think the closest one to you is from 2013.
Right.
So, you know, I was really happy that you put it up early. We have some tech savvy members who have been linking and tracking back or doing whatever, search engine optimization, whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
to your site. So mutually we're helping you, you're helping us, and we really appreciate it.
Yes, no, it's so important. As I said, in the past it has been very difficult to find this information. As a matter of fact, Redondo Beach just sent me their Santa Float route, the whole route. They don't have it any place on a website, so I have it. I have the whole route on my website.
I think that we do need to mention, you know, kind of some of the technological changes that have made in addition to our website.
Mm.
And I'll let Steve talk to that, but I don't want to go by without mentioning Michael Block, my Slack, who he's with a tech company, local tech company, and he and his people have really taken the lead in getting this website up. And Steve, you want to talk about the tracking?
Yeah, so Deanne's exactly right. Michael Block's 100% responsible for the technology side and getting our website up and managing our website and making it look as good as it is and be as interactive as it is. Michael's with a company called W Promote here in the South Bay. Mm-hmm. I'm going to jump right into it. One of the most exciting things about Christmas, for all of us growing up, was trying to figure out where was Santa. And we would watch him on TV, and the Weather Channel people would be tracking him via NORAD, mm-hmm. or various radar installations would be calling in his location as Christmas was approaching. And I remember being a young child and being so excited to know that, you know, he's on his way. He might have been over, you know, Costa Rica at that point in time, but I knew that if I woke up, or by the time I woke up the next morning, he would have visited. So we have installed on the float a live Santa tracker. The live Santa tracker is going to be accessible via a map on our website. So viewers will be able to tell exactly where Santa is along the routes. There won't no more need to try to guesstimate or be staring out the window all night long or fear that you might miss Santa.
Right.
You will know exactly where he is. And to us, that's one of the most amazing pieces of technology that we've been able to harness, is to let viewers know exactly where we're going to be, when we're going to be there. Now, I have to tell you, this technology is adapted from another source. This will be the first year that we're using a live Santa tracker. We believe it's going to go off without a hitch. You know, there may be a hitch here and there, but we're going to work very hard to make sure that the live Santa tracker is fully functional and online on all of those routes.
Right.
Well, that's exciting. And, of course, you have to take into account El Nino. You know, we don't know what effect El Nino will have on us. We're hoping for a lot of precipitation, but they always have makeup dates, don't they?
They do. Well, there's one very clear makeup date, rain makeup date. That's December 18th. And
let me just address that, because there's a slight modification there.
Okay.
So Santa can't go out in the rain. It's a public safety issue. Santa's helpers don't want other drivers and motorists around him with diminished visibility. So that's the main reason that Santa does not go out in the rain. We have a scheduled rain makeup night. Never in the past have we been able to have a rain makeup night. Part of our issue at this point in time is a good location for our rain makeup night. So we've blocked out a date. We're still working on a location, and that location has to meet some very specific parameters in terms of inflow and outflow of traffic and traffic controls, because on whatever makeup night that is, mm-hmm. We expect that there would be a pretty high volume of vehicle traffic. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, that means that we have sort of limited places that we can do that. And so we're still working to get approval for a location mm-hmm. on that front. So I have to say that this year the rain makeup night is going to be tentative. We just have been unable to secure a good makeup location.
Oh, I see.
Oh, Joe, we need to do the station break.
Right.
We're just rolling along here, not paying attention.
We are under Santa's spell, and you're listening to the South Bay Show, ladies and gentlemen. We're having a fantastic discussion about a local holiday tradition that's truly too big to fail. The big guy is coming to Manhattan Beach, and you can find out more about that, of course, at ManhattanBeachSantaFloat.com. We're having a great discussion with Steve Carvel and Deanne Flores Chase about the Manhattan Beach Santa Float tour this year. And of course, if you have any questions whatsoever, please give us a call at 714-242-5288. That's 714-242-5288. We'd love to have your comment or question. Elves are standing by. And Jackie?
All I can say is, thank goodness Santa has these fabulous attorneys covering his red-covered butt.
Absolutely.
I never thought about the liability issues of the sleigh going around town in the rain.
But
it is. It's serious. By the way, the makeup date, you know, because you guys have a route and you go down the different streets, the makeup date, you wouldn't pick a particular street, right? You'd probably do it in a park or something like that.
Yeah, we would want to have a stationary location where all the people,
right,
not only who miss us on a rain night, and then maybe we're going to have more than one rain night, but also the people who miss us for other reasons could come and see Santa.
Right.
So it just seems logical that we would want to have a stationary location. You know, we would expect a high, very high volume of traffic, so we need to be aware of that. And it may be that this year we're not going to be able to accommodate that, but we're still looking.
I'm just going to throw this out there for your consideration. The Performing Arts Center, you know, I don't know what date would be appropriate, but they have fantastic parking.
That's in Redondo Beach.
Well,
it's Manhattan
Beach. That's true.
Yeah, true.
That's
true.
That's true. You'd have to step out.
Well, we are. It is Manhattan Beach adjacent.
Yes,
so.
It is. By
which many real estate agents will tell you is just as hot as Manhattan Beach.
Thank you for that, Steve. Thank you for that. A save, a win for Steve. But it's just in terms of the location and parking and access and you know, where Santa can park his sleigh, it would be perfect. So now we've covered a lot of territory, a lot about the routes. Most people, when they see the website, it looks beautiful, both on desktop and on mobile phones. That's going to be fantastic, and we're going to have a tracker.
It's all about logistics, Joe. All about logistics these days. It's the hot word for everybody, including Santa.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
So, Deanne, what else have we not covered?
This would be a good opportunity, if you don't mind, just to plug our Manhattan Beach Kiwanis Club.
Oh, yes.
And let you know that, you know, like I mentioned earlier, our club was chartered in 1956, but and some people don't know what Kiwanis is. And, you know, so...
Let's start at the beginning. What is the Kiwanis?
Well, our local Manhattan Beach Kiwanis Club is a local chapter of an international organization, Kiwanis International. The focus of Kiwanis is to serve the children of the world. The organization says one child and one community at a time. So, but we're focused on supporting children and children's causes.
Right.
So our club meets usually the second Monday night of the month. It's a one-month, one-time-a-month commitment. It used to be that Kiwanis met every week for lunch, and it would be, you know, a big time commitment just for the lunches. And people said, you know, I'm busy in the middle of the day. I can't, you know, take time out of my work day to go to lunch, you know, every week. So we meet once a month. It is at Tin Roof Bistro in Manhattan Beach from 5:30 to 7 o'clock. And we are really looking to bring in you know, people who are enthusiastic about service and giving back to the community and focusing on children. And so we're really looking to bring in new members. And so anyone is welcome to come, you know, and be our guest, to visit our club and to meet our members and to learn more about what we do. Our club is sponsors the Key Club at MiraCosta, which is a sponsored youth program of Kiwanis International. We've been in talks with the principal at Manhattan Beach Middle School to bring a builder's club to the middle school. We'll see if that is able to come about. But and we also have people from local children's cause related, I guess, organizations come to our meetings and speak and tell us more about their organization. So we always ask, you know, how can we help? How can we help by giving back and doing service? And as well as we have coming up, we have a toy drive that we sponsor through with the LA County. I'm blanking on the name. I can pull it up for you. But our toy drive is January 16 of 2016. It'll be at MiraCosta.
Mm-hmm.
And we gather the toys and we give back to this program.
Okay. Fantastic. And, of course,
it's easy to remember. Kiwanis Kids. Kiwanis Kids, KK.
Kiwanis Kids. And the website for Manhattan Beach is easy to remember as well. It's mbkiwanis.com. mbkiwanis.com.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah, no, I wanted to mention again, I started talking about it before, but when I post these events, the Santa Float, on my website each year, the only thing that is comparable to it is the fireworks post, 4th of July. Last year, if I remember correctly, I had my post for the Torrance Beach fireworks that got over 11,000 hits in one day.
Right.
Wow.
11,000. And the Santa Float, it's not one day. It's, you know, it's over the course of a couple of weeks, but it goes above that. That's always the top post every year.
Right. So we're going to be tracking on our website also unique hits. So we should have some data on that. I think we're anticipating something like 30,000 or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it'll be interesting to see how well this works.
Right.
Yeah. It's big. It's big.
It is very big, and it's a lot of fun. And you know, it's for the entire community. Some parents and or children, maybe they can't get out, but they can enjoy watching Santa go through the neighborhood on successive nights. And it's just a party to know that Santa's out there. And
you know, I enjoy it too. I get excited too when Santa comes through my neighborhood. You know, I don't necessarily plan it. You know, we don't have young children, so I don't necessarily plan it, but when I don't know that we hear the music first, but we see lights from the police cars.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you'll see those lights coming. You know, they'll bounce off the houses coming down the streets, and then you'll hear the music.
Right.
And
so, Jackie, I'll tell you from year to year, there have been some complaints. So the volume has been turned down on the Santa Float. We've had to tone it down just a little bit.
We always have a Scrooge, don't we?
We do.
It's unfortunate. You know, I was going to just mention one more thing. A lot of people do get very excited. So, you know, you'd be surprised at the number of people who do plan this ahead of time. And they run out to Santa. Some people bring him cups of coffee. Some people bring him adult beverages. some people bring him a cup of coffee with some adult beverage in it.
And chili.
Oh, yeah. Food, chili. There's all kinds of things. For the kids who are listening and for the parents, I think just a reminder, kids, bring your list. It's very hard for Santa to keep track of everything. If you have a list, Santa would like you to provide your list. And just as a backup, Santa would like you to give your mom and dad your list, too, so that we can make sure that we don't misplace any of the lists.
Right.
Sometimes it's very hard. One of the most interesting things about being on the Santa Float as an elf is to hear what the kids are asking for every year. And it's really fascinating. There's every year some new toy or some new gadget that I personally have never heard of. And I have to hear the name four or five times before I start to understand what it is. And even then, I still don't understand what it is.
Give us some examples of this.
You know, I wish I could remember the names of the more obscure items, but many years ago when iPads were first becoming popular, I'd like an iPad, then I'd like an iPad mini. And at the end, maybe you remember better some of the toy names that we've heard over the years.
Oh, gosh. I mean, of course, Barbie's very popular.
Right.
So Barbie's popular. And the latest video game, you know, for the boys, whatever those video games are that the boys like to play, skateboards, bikes. And you know what the thing is the wonderful thing is that one year we had a kid that said, you know what, I don't really need anything. But, you know, my friend is sick and maybe you could bring something for her. And it was like, oh my God, I was like crying.
Yeah.
Everybody was crying.
Every year there are some very emotional requests and Santa does his best to accommodate those emotional requests.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Oh, I'm crying now. Okay.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, to hear something like that, you know, some of these kids, frankly, in our community, it's sometimes they say, well, what Santa says, what would you like for Christmas? And they're like, I'm good.
Right.
But we do enjoy though the kids with their list, and they bring it and they hand it to Santa, and then the elves make sure that's stored in an appropriate place where Santa will make sure to bring not everything on the list, but maybe one special thing or you know. So it's fun.
Are the lists extensive? Are they? I mean, do kids come out with like white notebooks full of lists, or are they generally pretty good? They come out with just a little piece of paper.
It's all over the board. In some cases, there will be a fairly extensive list, and there will be alternates and contingents in the event that someone else is giving me this, then don't give me this. I'd like that. And in some cases, the lists are pretty short. In some cases, just one or two items. Some kids forget to bring their list, and they have to tell Santa. We often encourage them to email Santa or get their parents to help them email Santa so they can make sure that Santa knows what it is.
Is Santa up on the technology? Like, does he use the iPad? Do any kids ever come out with an iPad with their list?
I haven't seen anyone come out with an iPad with a list, but Santa is definitely up on technology. You know, Santa has an entire workshop of elves who are up there churning out complicated items like electronics and other things. So he's got an entire army behind him, and there is a technological division to that.
Oh, Joe, tech elves. You could be one of them. A tech elf.
I could. And Deanne, do you have more detailed information on the toy drive?
Right. So it was. It says about the it's LA County Public Service Department, but basically it's a toy loan program is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And the toy loan program is basically they it's almost like check out a book. It's you check out a toy in some of these areas in Southern California, that in LA County in particular, where, you know, the kids don't have as many of the toys or what have you. So they go to these centers that are sponsored by the toy loan program, and they are able to check out a toy. And what we like about the this program is that it teaches responsibility
mm-hmm.
for these kids. So they go to the toy loan location. Sometimes they set up impromptu in a library, what have you. The kids check out the toy, and then if they bring it back, you know, with all the parts in place and in one piece over, you know, I think it's like five times or seven times or what have you, then they get a new toy. And so the toy loan program has been really great about providing us with a truck. And like I said, it's January 16, 2016 at the turnaround in off of Artesia at Maricosta. And so you just literally drive in, you drop off your it's toys, it's stuffed animals, which is actually very few places take stuffed animals anymore. Books, and you drop them off, you get a tax deductible receipt. And some people bring new toys and that sort of thing, and it's a wonderful program.
Fantastic.
That is fantastic.
Now, I actually have another toy drive I have to mention. This is a personal thing. My son goes to West LA College, and his baseball team is doing a toy drive. So I've been instructed that I have to make an announcement. They're doing the toy drive tomorrow. Saturday, November 21st. It's going to be at the West LA College baseball field, which is 9000 Overland Avenue in Culver City, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. So if you want to support the West LA College Wildcats and the Dons of Santa Ana College, they've combined forces to collect as many new unwrapped toys tomorrow to donate them to Acts of Kindness. An organization that really is across the country. Players and coaches from both squads will be there to help you unpack or unload as many toys as you can bring. If you have any questions, please give them a call at 310-418-4134. 310-418-4134. Now I've done my duty.
I want to steer it back to the float for just a second. I have a little more information I wanted to share. How much time do we have? Are we running short here?
No, we're good. Let's go.
We're good.
Top of the hour.
Okay, so I just want to, since everyone likes the details, I want to tell you another interesting story about the float. When we took the float over this year, one of the more daunting tasks was to contact all of the local organizations that staff the float each night when it goes out.
Right.
And we were very fearful that many of these organizations would not really be that interested, or, you know, maybe have other commitments that night. And one of the stunning things was how fiercely dedicated all these organizations are to the float and to having their night. Literally every single organization has stepped up again and said, we want our night, we want our night. And beyond that, some organizations have said, we like it so much, we want more than one night. Can we have more than one night? Is there anybody who doesn't want to go? Can we take over for them?
Hmm.
In particular, one of those organizations is Leadership Manhattan Beach, and Peter Yolen at Leadership Manhattan Beach has said, anytime you need us to staff, let us know.
Right.
There's a very nice man named Chris Richardson over at the Manhattan Beach CERT organization who has generously volunteered to staff the float any night that anyone can't make it. So there are so many people not only already on the team, fighting to get on the team, and waiting in the wings.
Mm-hmm.
Of the same float.
I love it.
So it has taken on kind of a life of its own. And before we end, I want to make sure that I thank my fellow Santa Committee members, Michael Block, who we've mentioned many times,
right.
His father, Rick Block, who's been a great help, Peter Yolen, who's also on the Santa Committee. So guys, we thank you. We couldn't do it without you. And as I said, I know I've forgotten somebody, and if I have, I apologize. You're very important to the Santa team also.
Right,
it's just
right.
There's a lot of pressure being on a live radio show like this.
And well, let's just talk about the sponsors for the various nights. I mean, Manhattan Beach Unified School District. Do you have that list?
I do. I have it right in front of me. So November the 30th, we have the Manhattan Beach Unified School District. Had I thought, I would pull up my other list of contacts and tell you who our people are over there. It would take me a moment to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Manhattan Beach Neighborhood Watch is going to be taking responsibility on December the 1st. That's a very well-known organization here that keeps our city safe. I mentioned many times Stephanie Martin. She's also part of the Manhattan Beach Neighborhood Watch. The City Council is going to be on December the 2nd. Deanne, remind me again, how many city council members do we have?
Five.
I thought it was five. Yeah, so the Santa float is going to be a little full on December the 2nd. We'll have to see what happens
they'll
there.
They'll all be jockeying for position to get the best.
No doubt. They'll all be right. Trying to get airtime or camera time with Santa Claus. That might be an interesting night to be on the float, just to see how that all shakes out. Five politicians on one float. Interesting.
Right.
I'm sure there's a joke in there somewhere.
Manhattan
Beach Coordinating Council. The Manhattan Beach Coordinating Council is the organization that approves our routes. They approve many of the things that go on and coordinate many of the things that go on in Manhattan Beach. Very integral part of what we're all able to do here.
Mm-hmm.
December the 4th, Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce. That's Jim O'Callaghan and his group over there. They're going to be staffing the float that night. And the chamber is also very integral to what we do with the float. December the 7th, the Manhattan Beach Fire Department. The Manhattan Beach Fire Department is an interesting story. They have been staffing the float probably at least as long, if not longer, than Kiwanis has been involved with it. And those guys over there really love the float, and they do a lot other than just staff it on a certain night. They also are sometimes responsible for moving it around to its various locations. So, for example, whether it's the pier lighting or it's the fireworks display or the farmer's market or any of the other numerous places where the float will make appearances, someone has to move it. And in some cases, it's the city yard guys, Guy Machetter and his people over there, and in some cases, it's the fire department.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone kind of chips in and lends a hand in making sure that all of that stuff gets done. Let's see, who's up next? Obviously, the Manhattan Beach Police Department, integral to what we do, they provide us our police escort. Chief Irvine, Eve Irvine, is very supportive of the float.
Mm-hmm.
We thank her very much for her support. Leadership Manhattan Beach, Wednesday, December the 9th. For those who don't know, Leadership Manhattan Beach is a great organization locally dedicated to teaching about political leadership and city governance here in the city of Manhattan Beach. There's a lot of great people who are involved in Leadership Manhattan Beach. December the 10th is the Neptunian Women's Club of Manhattan Beach.
Uh-huh.
They have also been involved with the float for many, many years, maybe decades.
I think since the beginning.
Probably since the very beginning, the Neptunian Women
mm-hmm.
have been integral. Rotary Club of Manhattan Beach has it December the 11th. I'm sure that everyone knows that Rotary is an organization very much like Kiwanis with a different goal. Rotary's goal, I believe, was to end polio, which they work very hard to accomplish worldwide. Then on December the 14th, we have the Manhattan Beach Community Emergency Response Team. That's George Butts and Chris Richardson and many of the other great guys over there at MB CERT. Did you guys have them on the radio show? Was it last week? It seems like they were on recently.
Well, more like all of the last few years. George was a producer on Tuesdays for an all-hazards show with us, and he's a great friend.
Very fantastic guy. He's a great guy. And then December the 15th, the Seroptimists of Manhattan Beach are going to be staffing the float. And as we've mentioned before, the Seroptimists Women's Organization was for many years the lead in organizing the float. And we were fortunate to be able to take over from them this year. We're actually very happy that they relinquished the reins to the reindeer and let us roll forward with it. December the 16th is the Kiwanis of Manhattan Beach. That's us. We'll be staffing the float. And, you know, it's interesting, guys, that one of the most fascinating things that you can do is be an elf on the float. And I want to extend an invitation to both of you on December the 16th, our Kiwanis night. If you would like to be on the float, either or both of you, we will make room, and you guys would be able to report firsthand about what it's like to be an elf on the float.
I am looking at my calendar right now. I'm looking it up right now to see if I have anything to do. What'd you say, the 16th or the 18th?
December the 16th.
Oh, man, I'm so in.
Area 13.
Let's see. Let me look at Area 13. Let me tell you about Area 13 here. Oh, Area 13 is a good area.
Yeah.
That's a good area.
That's a very good area.
Once you do it, people fight to do it. They go, oh, no, I want to be on the float.
My wife and I have, I think, at least two or three people that we've known for more than 20 years in Area 13.
Okay.
Well, there you go. Okay. You'll have to come out.
Yeah, we have some
very good I wrote it down in my calendar. Count me in.
All right, Jackie, I'm writing you in ink.
We're both in together.
You're both in? Okay.
Yes.
All right. Fantastic. I'll send you an email and let you know where to be and when to be there, and we'll be happy to have you on the float. And then the last night, December the 17th, is the Manhattan Beach Fireworks Association. That's Richard Montgomery is the point of contact over there. And, you know, those guys, they do a fantastic job with the fireworks also. And Santa will be there at the fireworks display,
mm-hmm.
and the float will be there for the fireworks display this year also.
Oh, wow.
So Santa is a busy guy in December. He's going to be all over the place, sometimes multiple places every day.
Right. I have to say to those in the audience that this is really, I think, Steve and Deanne, this is so well organized. It's a model for all of the cities in the South Bay to look at organizing their float activities, because it really is clear and easy to navigate, and it's a joy. This is wonderful.
And I get the impression Stephen and Deanne are really enjoying this a lot, and it's going to be hard for anybody to take the reins from them. they are enjoying this way too much.
I think we're in for the long
yeah.
haul. I think we're
yep.
excited about it.
There's
yeah.
no term limitation on an elf.
That's right. There's no term limits on an elf, and you're right. If anyone wants to take the reins, it's going to be tough for them.
Yeah, they are in Santa's entourage, and they are in it.
Right.
Yep.
Wonderful. Fantastic.
Listen, before we go,
yes.
real quickly, I just posted,
oh, yes. Yes.
I just posted the King's Ticket giveaway on my South Bay by Jackie.com Facebook page.
Right.
All right, one more time. Friedman Gilman Group of Remax Estate Properties in Manhattan Beach. They're giving away a pair of tickets to the LA Kings game against the Chicago Blackhawks on Saturday, November 28th. They are great seats. All you have to do, go to the post on SouthBayByJackie.com Facebook page and tell us what your favorite charity is and why. The why part is very important. Give details, all right?
Right.
You could win a couple of great tickets to the LA Kings Blackhawks game next Saturday, November 28th. It's up now.
Wow.
Let Friedman ring.
Yeah. I love that.
Stephen Carvel and Deanne Flores Chase, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having us. We really appreciate it.
We love this. It's an amazing and wonderful tradition. Manhattan Beach Santa Float, manhattanbeachsantafloat.com. Very easy to remember. We look forward to it, and we'll see you on the float. Thanks, everyone, and have a fantastic weekend, and look forward to having Santa. Jackie, thanks for joining us.
We're dark next week. We're going to be airing reruns, so everybody have a fabulous Thanksgiving.
That's right. Have a fabulous Thanksgiving. Gobble, gobble, gobble. Bye-bye now.